It's feared another 200,000 Kurdish refugees could flee into Turkey if the Syrian town of Kobani is taken by Islamic State militants. Turkey is already struggling to cope with more than 1 million refugees from its neighbour's civil war. The US-led bombing campaign hasn't stopped the advance of the militants in northern Syria, and Kurds defending the town have warned of a massacre if it is captured. Correspondent Matthew Carney is in Turkey and has just returned from the area. Matt, can you describe the situation?
Well, look, Islamic State militants have surrounded the town of Kobani. They've cut off the electricity and they're bringing in fresh recruits and weapons. They're trying to make a final assault on the town. Kobani's really strategic. It's very important. So if the Islamic State militants end up taking it, they can consolidate, in effect, the whole of northern Syria and possibly dilute the impact of the US-led bombing campaigns of the last several days. It'll tighten their grip in the north, but it'll also give them more secure supply lines and opportunities to regroup. Now, inside Kobani, which you clearly see today, the Kurdish militants are trying to fight. They've said they'll stay to the last man. They've barricaded the city. But they've also warned if they don't get help soon, they fear a massacre of civilians will happen in the town.
And refugees are pouring into Turkey. What are they saying?
Well, look, yeah, that's right. I mean, more came across today, and it's been 6 days in a row. I mean, the number of refugees is up to 144,000, and they still coming across traumatised and escaping with anything they can carry. Islamic State militants have taken about 100 villages in the area, and the refugees say they've started yet another round of beheadings. Turkish authorities say this is the biggest wave of refugees they've seen since the start of the Syrian conflict 3.5 years ago. And on top of that, Turkey already has well over 1 million Syrian refugees, and they're preparing for another 200,000 if Kobani falls.
And this flood of Kurdish refugees then must be putting enormous pressure on Turkey.
Yeah, it is, obviously. It's a real dilemma for them. And I mean, it might bring back old tensions to the surface again. Some Kurds want to go back and fight and fight at Kobani, but the Turks are very reluctant to let them go. The Turkish government fears they might join up with the Kurdish militias in Syria and be refreshed and emboldened and possibly turn the guns on Turkey after the fight with the Islamic State. And there's also history here, of course. The PKK, or the Kurdistan Workers' Party, has had a bloody conflict with Turkey. 45,000 were killed. So the fear is that this, you know, there is a fragile ceasefire, but the fear is that these latest developments could potentially upset that.
Correspondent Matthew Carney in Sanlúfar in Turkey.